up to be my kid because I couldn't get enough of the hitter.
Crazy in the head.
You know, man.
Crazy in the gamma.
He sent a picture.
Wait, no, that's not how
he sent a picture.
Yeah.
A free picture.
Yeah.
Of him in what appears like a compromising position.
Oh, man.
But you can't see anyone else even in the photograph.
Oh, well, that's ridiculous.
So ridiculous. And he's like, oh, you can't see her?
Yeah.
She's, her elbow's right there, ma.
Look again.
Check it
it's
out.
It's between my third and fourth elbow. Hers is right in there.
You can see.
Somewhere.
You look close.
You gotta look close, man.
I am going to go tinkle. And when I come back, why don't we reach into the idea jar?
I like it.
What do you think?
I love it.
First time reaching into the idea jar?
Topic jar.
The top. It's a topic jar.
Let's get it right.
Hang on.
Come on.
Whatever it is.
Topic jar.
Oh.
Topic jar.
Wow.
Wow. How we feeling?
Well, can you talk into the microphone?
How we feeling?
Sean,
I can't.
I don't want to do this.
I don't either.
Sean doesn't have to talk in the microphone. Oh.
Yeah, he's...
Special exception, Sean.
Well, first of all...
Get her.
Yes, Sean. What?
Wow.
No, I don't. Wow. Don't do this. Don't be like
double
this.
Double wow.
Anyway.
What's up?
Listen.
Why is she doing this to me?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Well...
Can I ask Sean a question?
Don't.
What?
What's the thing hanging around his neck?
You're the biggest horse's ass in the world.
Are you talking to Eddie?
What is it?
No, I'm talking to you. Oh, my headphones.
Those aren't headphones.
But it's weird. You have these earbuds, and then the wire runs down.
Like, they're sport headphones.
But what's the little, like,
is that like a volume control or something?
Yeah, it's a volume control.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that because your ears are hot?
Yes. Well, because we have the over-the-ear, you know.
I actually want to take mine off for a little bit.
Ah, see there. Isn't it liberating?
Get a little fresh air.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Circulating the ears.
Feels terrific.
Yeah, the lobes.
So what do you guys think about Rob? Is he the father?
We need a test ASAP.
Yeah. He's going to take one. He's looked into it, so.
I think that she, I mean, she does sound a little crazy.
A little?
So I'm leaning.
She's bat ass crazy.
I know. So I'm leaning toward probably.
He's not. I can tell you right now, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, just the fact that she wouldn't talk about the birth certificate.
Well, yeah.
Like, why? What are you hiding?
Well, part of me goes, well, she is crazy, so who knows?
Yeah.
She could have put Daffy Duck on the birth certificate. It wouldn't surprise me.
Wow.
And then the other part of me goes, well, I know Rob, and I know he was smart when, you know, there was situations. He wore a hat.
Right.
I thought he didn't wear a hat. He did wear a hat?
He wore a hat.
All right, you guys ready to reach into the topic jar?
Oh, how fun. Nervous. Yay.
Topic.
Whatever the topic is, we will discuss. The topic is, have you ever accidentally shoplifted?
That's great.
I think I did accidentally shoplift within the last year, and I took it back. Very embarrassed. And I don't remember what it was. But it was like in the parking lot that I realized it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what it was.
I did it probably, it's about 6 months ago, where I, in my head, thought I told the teller or the checkout person that I was going to get ice. You know how they usually have ice, like, in the front of the store or whatever, that I needed a couple bags. And when I got in my car, you know, I just went and paid for my stuff and did all this stuff and put the groceries in the car, got the ice, was halfway home and realized I didn't tell the gal that I needed the ice. And so I just walked out.
Oh.
Did you go back?
That's awesome.
No. Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
How about you guys?
When I was a kid, my brother used to steal stuff by shoving it in the diaper of my Cabbage Patch Kid when I wasn't looking. And then I was basically like my brother's drug mule or his candy mule because, you know, we weren't allowed to have the candy in the house because the food coloring. So he would take candy, he would shove it in my Cabbage Patch doll's diaper, and then I would carry it out not, you know, knowing anything that's going on, and then he would get home and retrieve it. And then one time my mom caught on and made both my brother and myself go back to the grocery store and apologize to the manager.
Like all militant? Whoa. So you're going to do it, and you're like, I didn't even know.
Yeah. Right.
Did you tell her, like, hey, give me a break?
Right.
What'd she say?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
You were a part of it either way.
But you weren't really a part of it.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, I did enjoy some candy after the fact. I did, if we're being honest. I didn't know about it,
you're
but then
awful.
My, you know, I did get a little
terrible
thief. piece of gum.
Let's see. Who's this?
Jessica.
Jessica, were you calling about the Rob situation?
Yes.
What were you calling to say?
I got pregnant and wasn't sure whether it was my ex-boyfriend's or my current boyfriend's at the time. My ex-boyfriend had recently, in the last 6 months, had had a baby already. So I was really scared, told my boyfriend that it was his, and he lived about 6 hours away, told him it was his, and we went about 2 to 3 months thinking that it was his when I knew, you know, I didn't know. I assumed, but I didn't really truly know, and I mean, the end result could have been horrible, but...
You assumed that you didn't really truly know. What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means you knew, but you didn't really want to say it.
Yeah. Women's intuition, you think you know.
And who did you think it was, the current or the...
More than one person, you don't know.
Who did you think it was, the current or the ex?
The current.
And
but the ex had a baby 6 months prior, so it's kind of, you know, it's a little scary.
Well, I don't understand. The ex had the baby 6 months prior, so it's scary. What does that mean? Like, I don't get it.
Well, he already had a baby, so it obviously means that he's fertile.
Okay. But you weren't sure.
And I was not sure. That's
how right. closely together were the situations?
Oh, like a weekend, like a week apart. Like,
so 1 weekend, the current, and then you cheated with the ex?
1 week in the ex, yes.
Yeah.
She did with the ex.
So mm-hmm. What happened? Did you? Who did the babies turn out to be?
Well, I ended up having a miscarriage.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was a blessing in disguise. But you know, that's the fact of the matter. And
wow.
I am married now to my current boyfriend, and told him the truth after this, you know, this much time.
Wait. When did you tell him about it?
I told him after we got married.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
And how long from the...
No, Johnny.
I agree.
How long from the miscarriage to when you actually told him?
After I got married, you meant?
Well, when you told him, yeah. Like, are we talking a year, 5 years?
Yeah, probably about a year.
A year.
How did he take it? How did he take it?
He was really upset.
Aww.
He was
you
mad.
Think?
But he got over it. He was like, you know what? That was in the past, and... You know, we have a baby now.
Awesome.
My baby's 6 months old now. But, that was about 4 years ago, and I was young, 18, in beauty school, and wasn't thinking, so.
Wow. Have you seen the ex
beauty
since
school.
Then?
No. He's from up north where I used to live, and I don't see him.
Wow.
No. I would never want to see him.
There you go. Hey, thank you.
I stepped away from that situation after it all ended. I said that he's not who I want to be with, so... I'm not even going
to
deal with it.
Thank you very much, Jessica.
Okay.
That's Jessica. Now people are calling in. So people are calling in kind of about two different topics. One is the Rob situation. And the other is, have you ever accidentally stole something? P1 Lili's on the line. Lili, are you there?
Yeah.
What'd you accidentally steal?
A pair of underwear.
How did it happen?
You know, I was, it was right when the little boy shorts got really big.
Yeah.
And I wanted to try a pair on. I had a really cute pair at this store back in Georgia where I'm from.
Right.
And I tried on some other stuff, and I'm still checking out the little boy shorts or whatever. And I proceeded to put my pants back on and put all the other clothes back on the rack and walked out of the store. And I didn't realize until I got home and threw my pants off that I had two pairs of underwear and one did not belong to me.
You know, the crazy thing about that is that with women, you are allowed to try underwear on. Men don't try underwear on.
Well, but you're supposed to keep your underwear on.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, same with bathing suits.
So gross.
And it's
even then, man.
Even with a bathing suit, you want to do that because
right.
they have those little sanitary strips in there, but how sanitary?
Ew.
Now, do you... I'm interested because this is something that I have no... knowledge of how this works. So let me ask all the women here. Sky, I'm going to start with you. Do you think that there is a percentage of women that does not want to try them on over her underwear and wants to know if they fit good normally?
Oh, yeah.
There is.
Definitely.
Yes, there is.
And they assume most of the other women are playing by the rules.
Yes.
So they're going to be putting on a fresh pair of underwear.
Right.
Which is why, Mikey, I don't wear a thong. If I get to wear an outfit that requires a panty line being, you know, invisible, I'm just going to die in alfresco. I'm going to go commando.
So there are women.
Alfresco.
So there are women that try underwear on and break the unspoken rule.
You got to count on it.
Wow. That is disgusting.
Disgusting, yes.
All right. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Ash, have you ever tried on a pair of underwear the normal way?
I don't. I mean, I know my size in underwear, and right. So when I even do buy it, because I don't wear underwear, I know my size.
Look at Sean just got so upset. That really upset Sean. That really upset Sean. Sean, why is it upsetting? I mean,
I already have a kind of a.
what, Sean?
But a lot of guys think that's sexy, Sean.
Yeah.
So oh, upsetting. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, you know.
Are you grossed out? Oh.
Is it that you're like one layer closer to like business?
Yeah. And I think it's gross.
Yeah, it bothers them.
I think it's
like
disgusting.
It's always sad.
Everything, dude. It's I mean, sad. Like flu. I don't know.
Right.
You know?
Stuff. You know.
Sanitary stress.
Thank you. P1 Brian?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
He's calling about Rob. You're calling about the Rob situation.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. I was in a similar situation. I'm 41 years old. And 19 years ago, almost 20 years ago, I was in a similar situation, only the children hadn't been born yet. They're twins, a boy and a girl. But 19 years ago, men didn't have the rights that they have now. We couldn't force a paternity test. So it took 10 years before I finally got a paternity test. And I got that through the state of California after I got a bill for $32,000 in child support arrears.
Wow.
And at the time, I was married with two children. And basically, they cleaned out my checking account and were taking almost half of my paycheck.
Really?
And it's not. And it wasn't yours?
Pardon me?
And it wasn't yours?
No, they were mine. I had got tested through the state of California.
And so it turned out they were your kids.
Yeah, I ended up getting custody of them.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
wow.
Fine.
Well, it's an example. It's an example of taking a test. That
oh, oh, oh.
What just happened?
Eddie. What the hell?
What just happened?
I think it broke.
Oh, come on. Hang on. We got to go. What? Let me.
Eddie. I can't believe
this.
What
the hell?
Is that part threaded?
I think it sheared right off the threads.
It did.
Eddie's microphone just collapsed.
Dude.
That is crazy. I've never seen that happen. I've never seen that happen.
I've never seen that before.
That's crazy.
Look at that.
We're going to need a welder and a
cotton swab.
This is nuts.
Mike's on it. Michael fix it.
Mike can do it. He's such a handyman.
Shut up.
But doesn't Mike hire people to change his light bulb?
No, I do not.
Oh. It's very soft.
26 hours left.
Yes, I really do have very soft hands.
Yeah, Mike, you have 26 hours.
Yeah, they're very delicate and feminine.
I think it's
broken, dude.
Hold on, Mike.
I can fix it.
Hold on.
Can we call engineering?
No, Mike's got it.
We got it.
No, Mike's on it.
Mike's got it. Look at him.
Look at those little hands work.
Yeah. Look at those delicate, effeminate hands.
Not even doing anything. Call an engineer.
Hey, Mike. Yeah.
Rob's under the desk.
What is this?
Oh, there you go,
I have
Rob.
No idea. Oh, look at that. Oh, they might fix it after
just
all.
Just like that. Hey, Rob, it's like you and Heather. Keep it just like.
Oh wow. Not good.
Don't let go. Don't ever give up.
Oh, never surrender.
I'll never let go.
I did it.
Oh, and
Rob,
don't just pinch my hand. Oh, are you okay?
Like, yeah, but dude, you got me good, though.
Are you all right?
Like, you got to be gentle with this thing.
This?
Yeah, you better not cuss.
Push the thing up, Rob.
Yeah. Don't.
I won't do it. Tell me when I can. No. Apply.
Has anyone called an engineer?
Don't push down.
Okay. Apparently, we don't need one.
You did, Ashley. Thank you.
No, you can't go. Eddie, I don't have a microphone. You can't leave. They're fixing it right now. They're fixing it. No, no, dude. It's okay.
Excuse.
Eddie. Sit down. Where are you going?
So no headphones, no microphone.
He's leaving.
Here. I think that's a hint, Eddie.
He just walked out.
Why did Eddie leave?
Well, he's going to wait till it's fixed.
Okay.
Now, what do I do now?
Now you can just screw it on.
This is the worst.
I got pressure on it now. I was using my finger before.
I mean, are you kidding me right now?
Right?
Look at this.
What's going on?
All right, let go, Rob.
Did you go to the restroom, Ashley?
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay, good.
All right, hang on.
No,
that's not going to work. Let's call engineering.
Yeah.
Well,
I already did. I mean, I already knew that you're useless when it comes to handyman work. His mic, see his headphones on it, so I could totally talk.
Whatever you like.
Well, I knew deep down that... Uh-huh. No matter how many hours, even if it was for the remainder of the 28-hour show, that he tried to fix that mic, it would not...
Don't do that. No, let's turn that off.
She was just singing your praises,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we gotta turn that off right away.
What happened? Where's my snare?
Our chief engineer is coming over to take a look at what was going on. How did that happen, John?
We got John Rick.
That's crazy. Does anybody know where Eddie is?
He left home.
He left in protest.
I wonder where he went.
Like it was a sign that he couldn't find his headphones and his microphone stand broke.
That is pretty crazy that the two of them happened.
So he went home.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, just tuned in. What's the deal with Dustin Ross?
Well, he cursed on the air, and we had to hit the button.
What?
Is that what you meant?
Sorry.
When did you do that?
Oh, that.
He cussed?
But. Yeah. You didn't know that he cussed, Ashley?
No, I need someone to tell me because I didn't even know that.
No, you don't have to. We hit the button.
But
when I'm recording,
He cussed about when he first went under the table to try to fix the microphone stand. He cursed.
Okay, thank you.
He said the S word.
Okay, great.
So that you know to fix it.
Awesome, thank you.
You know what to listen for.
Okay, cool.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, this is Melissa. Is this P1 Melissa?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to actually say something about Boston Rob's poor little situation.
Go ahead.
I feel really bad for him, first of all, because that girl, you can tell from her voice, she's totally lying.
I agree.
Yeah, and, you know, my husband has a son from a previous relationship, and it just causes him more and more and more problems because the girl's psycho.
Right.
And if that girl won't take a test... then she's definitely not a real mother.
Did you hear when we asked, why didn't you call Rob when you found out you were pregnant? And there was like the strangest reaction.
Yeah. I heard that because I'm at work and I listen to the Mikey Show every day at work.
Sweet.
And you know, that drives me nuts. I just had a son in October of last year.
Right.
Or not October, November.
Your son is 2 months younger than my son.
Yes, he is.
Cool.
I was thinking about that when I heard that your wife was pregnant, and then I found out I was. I was like, oh, that's cool. We're pregnant at the same time.
That's cool.
But the thing about it is that me being a mother, I know that I would never be able to, like, keep that. And then the fact that she will not say who's on the birth certificate is just tells you she's lying.
Yeah, I agree.
And the thing I was going to suggest is that you guys, I know that gambling's illegal in California. You can't take bets. But you should have people call in and see who has opinions on whether or not it's his.
I honestly, Eddie's back now. Eddie, do you think that there's one person listening that thinks that that's Rob's kid?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I mean, she, yeah, once you said who's on the birth certificate and she was like, I don't think I should tell.
Right.
And I'm like,
wicked ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wicked ass.
No, the fact that she got that way, like, drove me nuts. I just wanted to reach through my little speakers on my desk and hit her in the head.
Well, the other weird thing I thought about it was when that lady called in and she said, whose name did you put on the birth certificate? Because if you put Rob's name on the birth certificate, they would have to be investigating it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And she wouldn't say.
My husband paid child support for his other son, And it doesn't matter. If he was to quit his job and go get a new job, they're there.
Can you put unknown?
Yes.
No.
Like father of the baby, unknown?
I don't think you can.
Sean says you can.
Yeah, you can. I've had a friend who had to do that before.
Because
she legitimately did not know.
Wow.
Oh, that's
nice.
Bad.
Who's your friend?
If you can't narrow it down, if you can't narrow it down to one person or a group.
Seriously, who is it?
Well, let me give you her number.
Well, thank you very much. Eyes wide shut.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I just feel really bad for B-Rob, and I hope that they find out that it's not him.
I think we all do.
Thank you.
All of us.
Hey, where are you listening today?
I'm in Mira Mesa.
Are you going to be listening all day long?
Yeah.
Because we're going to be on until 10 tomorrow
morning. I know. I'm going to watch Top Gun with you guys tonight.
Rad.
I love that movie, so I think it is funny.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, you too. The movies that we're watching tonight are, the first one starts at 10 o'clock. It's Top Gun. The second one is Footloose, and that is at 12 o'clock at midnight, around about.
Ish.
Look at B-Dub.
Hey, B-Dub.
Hey, B-Dub.
Good morning, folks. You guys look great today.
Thank you, dude.
You guys really do. You guys have tons of energy right now.
Hey, are you coming in for the movies?
I will be here for the movies.
You know, we're playing in fantasy football this weekend.
Are we matched up against one another?
Yeah.
It's an easy win for you, Mike.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
He's the worst. He's the worst.
Dude, he's got LT and Randy Moss.
Adrian Peterson's out, though. Adrian Peterson's out. I have a dilemma. Do I go with Drew Brees?
Talking to the microphone. And I'm without Chad Johnson with a bye week. And Lamont Jordan is gone.
Well, you know, Lamont Jordan got the curse of death when Mike Costa endorsed him last week. So you don't have to worry about that. You know what? You're a tough team. I give you credit.
Not anymore.
Eddie and I talked about it. For where you were in the draft towards the back end.
Yeah.
You're usually towards the back end. I think, no, I mean,
I picked in the top three the last 3 years.
I know. I was really impressed with your team.
He always tries to do that. He always tries to downplay his team.
Yeah.
But he's got one of the better teams in the league.
It's not Eddie.
Yeah, here we go.
Seen it.
Here we go, everybody.
Lamont Jordan's out. Chad Johnson is out.
Enjoy the show, everybody.
I'm not kidding.
Well, what about me? I pull off a trade, and at one point it looked like it might have been the dumbest trade of all times with Tom Brady going to try to break Peyton Manning's record. Thank gosh Randy Moss has been on fire because Drew Brees has done nothing.
I have nothing at wide receiver. Nothing at wide receiver. The only thing I have going for me is Chad Johnson, one player. Tried to pick up Dwayne Bowe. You got him ahead of me.
Yeah.
Eddie got him ahead of me. So now I'm going to try to cross my fingers and hope that Patrick Creighton has another one this week.
Oh, that's a good pickup. I mean, Terry Glenn's not back right now. I mean, fantasy football right now has been kind of a topsy-turvy thing. When we talk about it on the show, one of my leagues, my team is absolutely horrible.
You seriously one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Horrible. I scored 7 points this week.
Against
Eddie. And Eddie only scored like 20-something points. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I think right now with fantasy football owners, they're freaking out. I mean, I have LT in our league here, and he had the touchdown. But, you know, just expect him to get 40 points
again.
Did
you hear about Alex Smith?
Yeah.
That his shoulder is like worse, and they say he's probably going to be done for the year.
Yeah, they said that at first. They said he didn't need surgery. Now they're saying it projects like it's a season. Why I made the move in my other league and picked up the hottest quarterback in the league, Derek Anderson.
Yeah,
who would have thought some guy from the Browns would have a hell of a lot more touchdowns than anybody else?
Right. Well, at running back, I had my number one running back was Willie Parker.
I have him in my other league.
My number two running back was Clinton Portis, who I understand is jacked up. And my number three, in the sixth round, I took Lamont Jordan. And I've been playing
great
every
pick.
Week.
I mean, we were shocked by that. I mean, I thought he was terrible.
For me, it's Adrian Peterson late. The guy I thought would be phenomenal, Jarius Norwood, isn't even starting in Atlanta. It just shows you where I was. I was trying to be ahead of the game. I think right now in fantasy football, the best acquisitions are the people right now that are just consistent. I mean, the people that said, I'm going to go with Terrell Owens and go with some of those guys, and you kind of said, nah, they're going to blow up. Those are just good picks right now. I mean, they're solid. Marvin Harrison.
Mike's got Tony Romo.
Yeah, well.
See, downplaying.
Right now,
Tony Romo is my saving grace. That's my thing. That's my deal that's helping me every week.
He's kind of like the new Derek Jeter of sports, though. I mean, really, like when they say, what athlete would you want to be? And people say, oh, the shortstop of the Yankees. You know, a lot of times, I know, Rod, take it easy. It's just typically that's what people say. Right now, the quarterback of the Cowboys is like one of those positions. I mean, the guy's a stud. He's pulling a hot chick. He's playing great football.
What
he just can't hold a snap.
What do you think about your trade with Boston Rob on draft day?
Well, I want to say Drew Brees is going to bounce back. He's got to do something,
right?
I mean,
tell people the trade was Boston Rob
Cry like a little girl.
I want Tom Brady.
That's verbatim of how it went down.
That's exactly how it went down.
And he was beating up on Zeth, and Zeth is such a
BS. Zeth didn't want to listen to me. How can I be teammates with someone who...
Well, Zeth showed his expertise when he goes, oh, he'll be there in the fifth round.
Hey, dude, what a goofball. And look who's carrying us all the way to the top, Mr. Tom Brady,
so,
the man god.
Rob trades.
What can't he do?
Rob trades Drew Brees and Randy Moss to B-Dub for Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's been doing great for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has.
You think?
No, he has. But he's throwing a Randy Moss.
Thank God.
Yeah, I know.
B-Dub, that could have been the worst trade of the
remember,
history.
Remember, and kind of what it was football. Was, Eddie and I both flat out said, I knew I had two picks there. We were doing the snake draft, and I was at one, so we were coming back down. And I said, if you don't take him here, Rob, I guarantee you I will take him. And a lot of it was to be out of spite, obviously. The other part was, why wouldn't I take one of the top three quarterbacks in the league right there?
Peyton was already off the board. I mean, he
Carson
was
Palmer was off the board.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
Carson Palmer went off as well on the snake. So I said, oh, I'm going to take him. And then all of a sudden the look of, I thought that they were going to get into full-on, like, MMA mode. I mean, Rob was looking at him.
I was ready to.
I mean, he went early. So, yes, that's where we're at.
So there it is. Little fantasy football talk.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much. BW, you going to be with us, kind of hanging out throughout
whatever
the day?
You guys need today. Big fan of the show. It sounds great.
He's P1 sales guy.
Looking sharp, buddy.
Don't you ever.
He's a programmer, Eddie.
I like how all of a sudden Puff Eddie was like the gigantic talent on Star 100.7.
Absolutely, wasn't he? I remember him as
P1
that.
Sam is on the line. You there, Sam?
Hi, yes.
What's up?
I have a question for Rob.
Yes, your question for Rob is?
Okay, my question for Rob is that... if he knew this girl was crazy and, like, he's on her for so long, why was he hooking up with her?
That is a great question.
I don't know, because that's what I do.
Rob.
Not anymore. No, I make better decisions.
I know, but Rob, you're speaking like this chick is so nuts. This chick is so crazy. This chick is so. And P1 Sam on the line is just asking you, well, if you know that, why are you getting with her?
Yeah, because if you knew, like,
why did I?
Yes. And why?
Back in the day, I was drinking a lot, and she was hot. What can I say? Like, you've never done that? Come on, miss.
It's an honest answer.
Seriously.
Come on, miss.
Like you.
I'm sure I hooked up with you, too.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, thanks.
I see you. Guess who we have on the line? From the TV show. Well, first of all, she's a WWE diva.
Oh.
But she was recently kicked off of Survivor. It is Ashley Mazzaro.
That's right. What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I heard you guys are doing this big marathon. It's crazy. It's awesome.
We're going to be on the air for 28 straight hours.
Awesome. Wow, that's sick.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's way cool.
So you're a WWE diva, but you were also on Survivor, and I watched those episodes, and I was kind of sorry to see you go. I thought you would have gone on to be a very good player.
Thanks. I know. If I had gotten the opportunity, I think that there would have been a lot more stuff that they would have hoped that I was there for, like challenges and things of that nature.
Yeah, I bet CBS was bummed.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that you did not get along with, his name is Dave, right?
Right.
Okay, now, I'm going to tell people, from the very first episode, I did not care for this guy, Dave. I thought from the very first episode that he was that guy. And what I mean by that is there was a couple of things that I didn't like. Number one, he came up to you after you were sick, and he said to you, hey, listen, don't worry about the fact that you're sick. Don't let don't make that think that you're going to get kicked out of here and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. You're not on the chopping block.
You're not on the chopping block. And there was a couple of things I didn't like about it. Like, number one, I thought, well, it's not like you're the decider of anything anyway.
Right. Like, all of a sudden, he's taking his role like it's up to him.
Right. Like, it's up to you that if she's going to stay or go anyway. So I didn't like that. But second of all, I thought, if he is then going to vote for her to leave, that was so unnecessary.
Yeah. And I didn't ask you, hey, Dave, do you think this will affect my game?
Right.
You came up to me on your own free will.
Which it talks about who he is, like what kind of guy would do that. So I didn't like those two things. But the other thing that I didn't like was he's also the guy that, like, when you guys lose the immunity challenge, mm-hmm. you guys come back from losing the immunity challenge, and he starts to give this speech where he's like, okay, guys, we lost it. Let's get over it. Come on. And I'm like, oh, no, he's that guy.
Yeah, Shut up. He's going there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's totally that. Oh, so irritating. Listen, guys. Sorry I didn't come through for you guys. But listen, next time. Like, with this heartfelt speech. Like,
right.
Oh, crap. You should have listened to us and made some rice before we went out there so you didn't pass out.
Exactly.
You know?
Ashley, do you know what it was that got you sick?
No, but I mean, like, once we first got out there, I mean, we were like, drinking mud puddles. So it could be anything. I mean, we were literally, like, surviving off the ground because we hadn't any challenges yet where we could turn anything.
And was everybody actually doing that? You guys were thirsty.
Yeah, the girls were eating earthworms.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm not even joking. Wow. Amy ate a live earthworm, and I told her that she shouldn't eat it live, and it swarmed around her belly, and she was, like,
six hours.
She could feel it?
I could feel it moving. I'm like, it's not moving. It's in your head. Just let it go. Just don't think about it. Like, I mean, like, yeah, like, we were literally surviving off nothing because you have limited area of space where you're allowed to go. And there's
That's crazy.
This area. And basically, you have to earn your right to live, you know, by winning challenges.
That is horrendous.
If you don't win, there's nothing.
Wow.
I mean, you're literally surviving off what's on the ground, and I wouldn't eat the worms. I'm like, listen, I ain't going home with parasites. You guys can do that. I'll just, you know, I'll drink some of this mud water, and there's, like, bugs on the top of it, and, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my really gnarly.
And everybody was getting sick, but, like, you know, I guess they made the main focus of me.
Well, now, Ashley, we're talking to Ashley Mazzaro. She's a WWE diva and a Survivor cast off now. She was kicked off on the second show. When it happened, did you see it coming? Did you think that they were going to kind of do that to you?
Here's the thing. Before we left for Tribal Council, I talked to Jamie, Sharia, Eric, even Frosty a little bit. And, like, basically, you know, we talked about everything, like Dave, about me and about, you know, how they were nervous. I could see where they were in a position where Dave finally started the fire, right? And he says, this is why I spent 20 hours in the barbecue pit. But what they didn't show is that all of our tinder was wet. You can't start a fire with wet wood. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it took another 6 to 7 hours, another dry spell with no rain.
Yeah, I didn't really get what was he building? I didn't even get what he was building.
Some massive fire pit. It was like, no joke, it was big enough to roast a pig.
Like, why? Why a big fire pit?
I don't know why. I mean, like, all we had was just a little pot with some rice.
Like I would, I mean, honestly, it would be like building a jungle gym for you guys to have, and like spending time on a jungle gym. Like, yeah, it'll be fun to play on the jungle gym, but it's just unnecessary.
You could build a small fire pit to get stuff started, and then if you want to spend your time making the bigger one, go ahead.
What for? Like, do it when we have extra time.
What an idiot.
Trying to get ready for a challenge.
I know that
all the girls are coming up to me saying, we got to say something. And Jamie tried to, bless her heart. She went up to him and she goes, Dave, I just really feel like we should maybe build a baby fire, you know, just have a little something just right here on this, but half of what you're building, so we could eat before the challenge. And he's like, no. And, like, everybody was just scared of him.
I think he's going to be gone soon. I think they're going
to
vote him.
Absolutely. I know what they said. I mean, I was there. I heard them. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to vote for him, but they were just nervous to come back out. Once he got the fire started,
mm-hmm.
they were nervous to come back to camp in the middle of the night without him.
So as
it's like the parent, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
We'll do it this way. I'll get it done. And so, you know, they were nervous, and they ended up voting me off because of it, and I guarantee you his ship is sinking.
As a WWE diva, how did you get cast for Survivor?
Well, it was weird. Like, I'd expressed an interest in doing Survivor. You know, more on like, hey, wouldn't that be neat? You know, that would be so fun. Yeah. I think I could do it, and I think I could win. And, like, it turns out that WWE, like, CBS had contacted them, or somehow they got some sort of thing going, and some relationship built, and they remembered that I had said that, and so they came to me and they're like, do you want to do this? I'm like, heck yeah, I do. I told you that I wanted to do it already, and they were like, well, we're not sure, because it meant I was going to be off TV for a while,
right,
their TV.
Yeah.
So they're like, I don't know. It took a long time to finally negotiate enough where they were happy and like I could go.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't right off the bat, they weren't like, they didn't say yes.
Patty, you got a question?
Yeah, so you're still with the WWE?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Right now, and I'm getting ready to come back. I can't wait.
Cool.
Ashley.
Sunday's No Mercy. I'm going to kick back and watch that on pay-per-view.
Ashley Mazzaro on the phone.
Getting back in the ring.
Ashley's a WWE diva. You also did Playboy earlier this year. Were you a Were you a tomboy growing up, or were you a girly girl?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was a total tomboy. I never thought I'd be on the cover of Playboy. That was so bizarre.
What was
it? It was awesome. It was fun.
Did you
I grew up with my with one little brother. He's 2 years younger than me, and we fought, and we, you know, played games. We were always very athletic kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grew up that way, and this is what I turned out to be. My mom never realized that she would have a wrestler for a daughter.
Are you married? Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I'm single.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of guys.
I don't know. I don't meet them. It's so funny. People don't even, like, when I meet them, they're like, hi.
Would you ever date a wrestler?
They don't talk to me. I don't know why. Maybe they think I'm going to beat them up or something. It's ridiculous.
Now, wait a minute. Let me ask you about that. Now, at the events, because you guys all travel together, and we've talked to wrestlers before where they say a lot of times they will carpool together if it's a short stint, like from Tucson to Phoenix or something like that.
Oh, yeah, we carpool together a lot.
So when you're in the car, don't you guys, there hasn't been a guy that you find that you have a lot. What's that?
Have I ever dated a wrestler?
Well, not necessarily have you dated a wrestler. Maybe you have. Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
I dated Matt Hardy for a little while.
Oh, okay. So.
So when we're in the car together.
When you guys are in the car together, I would think that on long road trips, you would figure out, I really like this guy. Or, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's what happens. And that's why a lot of wrestlers and a lot of divas end up marrying. Like, there's Charmel and Booker T or Tori Wilson and Billy Kidman. There's a lot of wrestlers who end up marrying divas because you're on the road with these people 300 days a year, and this is all you get. This is all you know.
Right.
So you guys are hot.
These people you trust.
Yeah, plus you're all good-looking. You guys are usually good-looking, you know, you guys.
Put us on the road together. It's inevitable, you know, like.
You just haven't met a guy that you necessarily click with in a romantic way.
That will understand my job, too, where I'm, like, gone a lot.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's got to be really tough.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to maintain a relationship. I had a boyfriend when I first started in this company, like, 3 years ago, and, I mean, 3 months into this job, it fizzled, and we were together for, like, 3 years.
Oh, wow.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
well, listen,
it's too hard. I mean, it's just too hard to maintain a relationship and have somebody understand why you're gone so long and why you can't pick up the phone at this moment.
Yeah. Ashley, you sound like a really cool chick, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be seeing you soon in San Diego. We tour over there, so.
Yeah, maybe you guys should.
Rey Mysterio's hometown.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah, he's been in here before. You guys should stop in. If you ever come in and you have a little extra time, stop in and say hi in the studio.
I definitely will. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, we'll see you, Ashley.
All right, later.
That's Ashley Mazzaro. She seems very sweet,
mm-hmm.
like a nice girl. She's got a lot of energy.
Huge boobs.
Well,
yeah.
I
wanted to ask about them, but we
how come you didn't?
Well, as soon as I raised my hand and you were going into your thing, and then Eddie gave you the rap.
So how would you have said it?
I was going to say.
It was a great question.
What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, I don't mean to get personal, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but it was hard not to notice your breasts while watching Survivor. I would really like to know what size they are.
Mm. Wow.
I wanted to know that.
What a great question.
You're crazy.
And then if she was cool with answering that.
I do not believe that they are a D cup.
If she was cool with asking that, I was
going
to ask what her original size was.
Oof.
What did she go from to?
No way we can get her back on?
Maybe later.
Maybe if you write the publicist and say, can we have her for just 1 minute? Literally 1 minute.
Let's see what happens.
I
don't believe that they are a double D cup.
They're way bigger than that.
I believe they're way bigger than that.
Way bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
And they look painful.
Yes, they do.
They look painful.
They look awkward and uncomfortable.
And so, the second part of your question, I'm going, I'll bet she was a B cup or a small C cup.
Yeah.
Who went to whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look comfortable.
And with her profession, you would think those get in the way.
And would be dangerous.
Maybe they're a defense mechanism.
Well,
how would that work?
Yeah, how would that work?
People come at her. She's, you know.
See, and I don't know that, defense mechanism usually is a personality trait.
It's kind of like a bulletproof vest, but for a chick.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bulletproof
only it's
breast.
Not bulletproof.
Happy to help.
It's a bulletproof breast that isn't bulletproof, is what she's saying.
Thank you.
Is that what she's saying?
I'm trying to understand.
That's what you're saying, right?
Got it.
Isaiah Thomas found guilty of sexual harassment. The woman that he sexually harassed was awarded $11.6 million.
That's it?
Wow.
That is a lot of dough.
Yeah. And Madison Square Garden has to pay it.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Skrill.
Because that's who employed them?
Yeah.
Wow. The employer of the Knicks is Madison Square Garden. Like, did she work for the Knicks or did she work for MSG?
I would guess it has to be MSG because that's who's having to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Dang.
She was a marketing executive.
I wonder what the interaction was.
Probably Isaiah just coming in and
talking
and,
about.
And I know he tried to kiss her one time.
Really?
And when she like pulled back, he was like, "What? No love today?
What?
You know, and stuff like that." And he would call her, you know, baby and those kind of things all the time.
Oh my!
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Really?
The playoffs start today. The Padres are not in them.
Oh.
Oh.
What happened?
And the Red Sox have left Tim Wakefield off the playoff roster.
Yeah. I guess he's got a bad back. I'm sure Rob could speak more about this.
What's going on with Tim Wakefield?
Yeah, speak to it.
A mini mini.
Give us the inside dirt.
Yeah, come on, Rob.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, crap.
Wakefield?
First of all, take it easy. First of all, take it easy.
So excited.
Take it easy.
Very excited. Happy to be here today.
What?
Yeah, Wakey ain't going to be in this playoff.
Why?
Well, we got to go with the aces. Wake hasn't been that reliable towards the end. He's got a little bit of I don't know exactly what is sore, but he sat out. He was supposed to start a while back. He sat out. Julian Tavares had to come in and pitch for him. And then he's just kind of trailed off at the end of the season.
So he's got some sort of sore? Are we talking like a cold sore or what?
Yes, a cold sore.
What is that, B-Dub?
Well, you
can... Is that...
Am I?
Are these your headphones?
I don't know.
Where were they?
I was talking to Flounder. And we were rapping, and I looked over to the right when I walked in yesterday where you were standing.
That's... I left
those Eddie's headphones? And Fauna goes, oh, my
God.
Holy
cow.
Well, I thought you said you brought them in this morning.
I did. I don't know.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so, look, I didn't take them.
Duh.
Accusing me.
Yeah. Thanks, dude. Yeah.
Eddie's got his headphones back.
Woo!
Good day.
Turn them around.
Yep.
You got your second wind?
Second wind.
We're 2 hours, 45 minutes in.
Oh, how's that feel?
Like an old friend.
Yeah.
Like a glove?
We're 2 hours, 45 minutes into the 28 hours.
I've been accusing Jay this whole time that he took
He hadn't stopped. He was giving me the stink eye.
Yeah.
Jay, you took him, right? You put him in Flounder's studio.
Of course.
I knew you did it.
Nice job, dude.
Okay, I want to let people know. The whole reason that we're doing this is to raise some money for Children's Hospital. Now, at 10 o'clock, people are going to be able to go online and donate money. I'm assuming that the studio is, the front office is now open here, right? So people can bring money here, Jay?
And it's up and running online right now as well.
Oh, it is online now?
Cool.
So you can go online and donate money to Children's Hospital, which... You talk about changing lives, man. They have changed some lives.
My name is Nora Middleton. I'm Bryce's mom. When he was first born, we noticed a little bit of a ridge down the center of his head. I knew and had a gut feeling that there was something wrong.
Well, I just heard.
The problem that Bryce had
the news today
was called craniosynostosis.
Seems my life
fears definitely came true.
It's gonna change.
He made us feel comfortable in that he said they deal with it very regularly down at Children's. They had 100% success rate. When you look at the scope of things, you're very, very lucky.
Stream down my face.
Super fortunate that San Diego happened to be the place, and we were here in San Diego. I met somebody there whose child has muscular dystrophy, and basically from that moment, I turned my thinking around and said, instead of how unfortunate for us, that thank God, this is something fixable. Their son, their child isn't. That's a lifelong thing. Had his surgery at 4 months old, so this is a tiny infant, and I think just the level of care and comfort and, you know, they were treating him basically like he was their own child, and I think we felt very confident that he was in such good hands after we had looked and researched and found that these two doctors, Dr. Hal Meltzer and Dr. Stephen Cohen, were tops in this field. Old and running around and squeaking and carrying on, and just like any other baby his age should be, and certainly.
There it is. If you would like to donate money, you could do that by going to rock1053.com, Jay. Sean, we should put a link on ours too, on mikeyshow.com, MikeyShow.com.
We'll do it right now.
Ashley, yeah, you're right. Okay, I don't know. We're doing this for Children's Hospital. We want to be able to raise money for kids that are there and need all sorts of things, from the devices that they use to supply air, from making sure that they have enough blood, making sure that they have all the things that they need to be able to take care of kids. And this year, it's awesome to be able to be attaching the 28-hour show to something that matters.
Yeah, and if you're a P1, I'm sure you're looking forward to the 28-hour show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're enjoying it, you're having a good time, take you 10 seconds, go to the website, you know, give a couple bucks. Every you know, dollar counts. So just give a little bit.
Cool. Shawnee, we're good to go?
Yep, it's on the site.
It's on MikeyShow.com right now. Go to MikeyShow.com. And you can donate money and get some money in there for Children's Hospital. Now, where do you go? When you get there, where can they find it? Where is it located?
Click on the giant 28-hour show logo.
Okay.
And it's on the 28-hour show page at the bottom. I'll put it on the top. I'll move it to the top.
Okay, yeah. Let's make it so it's real big. And yeah, when people get there, it'll be real easy to do it. Cool. Let's see. What else we got going on? In 3 hours and 10 minutes, I'm going to be in a cooking competition.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I am not. Yeah. I am
really?
I am not excited.
Dude, it's fun. I'm telling you, you're going to have a blast.
Oh. I mean, you're not going to win, but you're a great cook.
Oh, that's,
so I don't
let her
know
do it.
Why.
Don't let her get
in there. I don't know why you would be.
What was that?
But I mean, you're a great cook. You should be confident in your skills.
They have no chance. We're men. They're women.
Good point, Eddie.
Very, 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 very intimidated.
That you have a penis?
Yes.
Congrats.
And we can cook with it.
P1 Shannon is calling in to tell us that women's breasts can be a protector. P1 Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How does this work?
A couple years ago, my sister-in-law was shot almost point blank with a shotgun in her heart.
Oh.
And because she was a breastfeeding mother, the buckshot was
didn't hit her heart. It actually went into her breast.
Who shot her?
I guess some drug dealers at a hotel. She had walked out of her room, and they had just killed two people in the other room. And when she walked out, she saw him, and he walked right up to her and shot her with a shotgun.
Holy cow.
Wow.
But she's okay.
She's alive.
She's alive, and she's doing very well.
She's alive because she has big breasts.
Yes, she is.
That's what you're saying, right? She's alive because of the boobs.
I knew it.
Amen.
She doesn't have a boob job, but she had milk in her boobs, which made them very big. She's already big-breasted.
Wow.
But they made them really big, and because she was lactating, it saved her life.
Where did this happen?
In Nevada.
Did they catch the people that shot her?
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yes.
And I'm guessing they're away for a very long time.
Yes, a very long time. I don't know if they have the death penalty in Nevada, but if they do, then they're definitely on death row.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Milky bullets.
That's right.
Eddie?
P1 detail. Is this the P1 detail?
This is the P1 detail.
What's up, bro?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Well, I wanted to help with the children's thing. I love this show. And so I've got two complete detail certificates for anybody who wants to buy them. And all the money goes straight to the charity. I'll be there about 5 o'clock for the dance-off.
Very nice, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
That'll work.
Very nice, bro.
So keep it up, guys.
Appreciate it. Detail's a good guy, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he does very good work. He does cars, and you got to come down here. That'd be really cool.
Come down for the dance-off and then pick up one of the certificates.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect.
That show Cavemen was on TV last night.
So I watched it.
Oh, dude, you saw it?
Yes.
Thank you.
And
how was it?
Wow, that is a loaded question.
Uh-oh.
It was one of the strangest sitcoms I've ever seen in my life, ever.
Really?
It was not what I was expecting.
Really?
I really thought the entire show was going to be, ooh, we're cavemen in society. You know, right. Check out how weird this is. It could have been normal actors in the city. Like, they barely even acknowledged that they were cavemen.
That was my idea.
But it wasn't like yours was
comedy,
funny.
Right?
Yeah. No laugh track. No, you know, like, it was bizarre.
No live studio audience?
No live studio audience. No laugh track, nothing. It was weird, dude.
Let's listen to a clip. We got a clip.
Yeah.
Cut one.
Oh, nice. Here we go. Time for the lecture. It's a good rule, Joel. Keep your penis in your genus.
Yeah. I like that.
It's ridiculous. I have nothing to apologize for, okay? This is not the dark ages, Nick. People can be with whoever they want.
The whole premise of last night's episode was that the main character started dating a Homo sapien.
Oh.
And that's kind of a no-no amongst cavemen.
They're supposed to date cave women. Are there cave women on the show?
They didn't show any last night, but apparently there are. It's almost like it's another race.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of, like, kind of racial divide stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so weird, dude.
But that doesn't sound bad to me.
No, there wasn't enough humor to carry it through.
Did you laugh at all? Or?
A couple of times. I don't know. I mean, it was so strange.
Yeah. Big question.
It was so strange.
Here's a big question. Will you watch it again?
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, I can't decide. Like, part of me wants to say yes, and part of me is like, it was so weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it made me want to write for the show and, like, help them.
Make it better.
And your idea was going through my head, and like, man, that would be so much better.
Yeah.
You know?
Cut two.
She kept avoiding the issue. You know, I tried to pin her down, but she's just so freaking hot.
She's not ashamed of you. She's ashamed of herself.
What?
Her yearnings, her desires. Sapient women see us as the forbidden fruit. You think that will take them to a place sexually that they've never been before?
Which we do.
Absolutely, Nicholas. You gave her a little taste of something that she ain't getting nowhere else. And afterwards, they feel naked, utterly transformed. Walking down the street, they think to themselves, everyone can tell, everyone knows what I've done. So they had to drive their impulses underground.
Look, can we just play some squash, please?
That's funny to me. That's funny.
Yeah.
I will watch this for sure.
It's a trip, man. It's a trip.
Wow.
Cut three.
That show was classic. They drove a car with their feet.
So there's this tiny waitress, and she's carrying a rack of ribs so big that they can tip over a car made of stone. I just don't see what's so funny about it.
Yabba dabba doo.
Don't. Ever.
That was funny. That was the very how they started the show. They were like at a party.
And they're offended by the Flintstones.
Yeah, right. Obviously.
A rack of ribs can't tip over a stone car.
Like the waitress could carry it.
Right.
But it tips over the car. That makes a lot of sense.
Awesome. That's funny.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. It was weird also that the guys from the commercials aren't the actors.
Oh. So they like look totally different.
Totally different.
Oh, that sucks.
I thought it was, and then I was like, ah, but they all look alike.
Oh, don't say that to them.
Oh.
Don't say that to the cavemen?
That's very offensive.
Huh.
Yeah. They don't all look alike.
A real estate agent said that to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kept getting them confused with she was
That's very speciesist of you.
Yes.
And did she say to him, I'm really sorry, you look just like so and so.
Yeah. And she told them
So they have like regular names?
Yeah, like Josh and Nick and
awesome.
She said, you should tie a little ribbon, colored ribbon, in your hair, because that's what I do with my luggage.
That's awesome. And that must have been like so bad.
Oh, he was so mad.
So I'll watch that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You'll kind of get what I'm talking about. Like, the pacing is very strange.
Yeah, I bet. It's because they probably got to figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, it's unbroken ground. How do you figure that out?
No.
They're like, hey, you know, how do you think this should go with the caveman guys?
Right.
The caveman sitcom.
Right.
I don't think America's going to get it. I don't think they are.
No. Yeah. It sounds very unconventional.
Very.
No laugh track, no live studio audience. Yeah.
Everyone will hate
it. And it's not like they're, you know, like when most American sitcoms, they have to basically tell you the joke and explain it all in the same setting. Well, this is just like, you have to know, okay, well, cavemen are amongst us. And that's it.
And that's the idea.
Like, they don't explain how they got there, why they're here, like, nothing. Huh. It's just they're part of society. It's a trip, man.
From TMZ, this is Ben Stein on Britney Spears, Cut 11.
I love Britney. May I tell you why?
Please.
Because she feeds her kids soda in milk, like baby milk bottles, just like every other American. And because she gives her kids Doritos instead of carrots, just like every other American. And she's a real, authentic American. And I don't think she should be being penalized because she's not a PC, politically correct, West Side vegetarian.
Sounds like Ben Stein's wife did the same thing.
Wow.
Don't make it right. No, see, Ben, I disagree. I don't think every mother sticks soda in their kid's bottle.
No.
And what was funny about hearing it is it's Ben Stein's big shame on you to the country. Like, we all do it.
Right.
But, you know, we just want to point our finger and say how wrong it is, even though we all do it. We don't all do it, bro.
No.
We don't all stick soda in baby bottles.
Never heard of anyone.
We don't
that.
Give babies Doritos.
No.
No.
Don't give babies Doritos.
I wouldn't even think to do that.
Now, I know that a lot of parents give their kids stuff, but it's usually later than infancy.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Man.
That sounded weird to me.
It's weird.
What? What is Ashley laughing at?
She's whack, dude.
What is she doing?
You know how we came up with a signal for the legal ID earlier?
Yeah.
Ashley's in there doing this.
I thought she was calling me a loser.
I don't know what she's doing. And I'm like, I got it.
That's a sign for legal ID.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studio.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
See you back.
You. The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
I'll be over here.
She's lost it already.
Oh, no.
Could her chest be hanging out anymore?
Every day with this one.
But you're not here normally.
No, I'm not. So yeah, so it's like, surprising.
I'm like, oh, is there something?
You.
Is it different? P1 Spider-Man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Did she just thank you for
yes.
that?
Yes.
That was a compliment.
Big bat.
Spider-Man, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Eddie had it spot on. The caveman show
yeah.
was awkwardly timed, but they don't know what to do with it. The original